You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today will be a somewhat of a continuation of yesterday's Friday show. I introduced the topic that I was going to cover, what I call the Great Swap, and that's dealing with the crisis, the so-called humanitarian crisis, on the U.S.-Mexican border with the number of children, primarily children, teenagers, but also some with their mothers and their babies, that have been flooding into the United States, primarily from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. It's estimated so far that over 50,000 and climbing have crossed the border since October of last year. I've also heard, because I listen to a lot of talk radio, and you have people calling in, some of them very, very reliable, not to this show. We don't take calls, but there are people that, guess what, work on the border or U.S. Border Patrol, and I believe this gentleman is reliable because the host of the show knows the gentleman from previous calls over the years and really did vouch for his credibility. I don't think it's someone making it up. And what he was saying is that on weekdays, like Monday through Friday, the number is about 1,000 illegal aliens are crossing that are children that are taken to separate facilities. Remember, adults 18 or over are sent back, or at least legally, if they can capture them or apprehend them, they usually turn them around and send them back to Mexico. But if they're children, namely under 18, which most of them are, they have a different procedure, and they have to first take them to a facility, which they really don't have, because what's happened is the numbers have more than tripled since last year. And it's estimated, and I don't believe these estimates at all, that this year, 2014, we're talking about 140,000 to 150,000. Because if the gentleman is right that 1,000 a day are coming on weekdays and 2,000 a day are coming on weekends, that is more than double that. You can do the math. Simply 1,000 a day would be 365,000. And that's double the estimates that you're hearing on the news. And see, this is one of the problems. I don't believe the media's numbers. And I'll get into that in a minute. Now, what should be done? Enforce immigration law. If you ask me what should be done, enforce immigration law. What's the problem? The president hasn't enforced immigration law. What is causing this problem? Why suddenly are we getting these numbers? And mainly not from Mexico, but from Central America, those three countries. 2 years ago, on June 15th, the president made an announcement in the Rose Garden informing the American people that by executive action, remember this is not law, and remember this was election year, and he was trying to get the Hispanic vote of the illegals, as well as the legal Hispanics here, that he started a program, and you'll hear the initials DECA, D-E-C, excuse me, I need to scroll down, I want to get some information, and while I'm at it, let me just make you aware, the way you listen to this show is go to the pronkpops.wordpress.com website. It's a companion website. At the very top, you'll have links to usually at least 60 of the past shows. At the very bottom of the page, you'll have links to all my past shows. But what's important and why I bring this to your attention is I will have notes, which consist of charts, photographs, cartoons, videos, mainly YouTube videos, articles relevant to the story that I'm covering. Now, I want to point out, because I really didn't get into enough detail last time, that if you go to the notes to the last show, you'll get a lot of additional information. So you should be looking at, this is show 288, but the show notes for 288 and 287 are what I'm really covering today. I did not, sometimes what I'll do is I'll just repeat the notes. This time I'm just alerting you, if you want a complete set of information of the material that I looked at when I was preparing the show, you need to go to both show 287 and 288. And the reason why is why I introduced this subject in 287. I really covered primarily the IRS scandal in the last show because we were pressed for time. And unlike during the regular semester on Fridays where I can go 2, 3, or some cases 4 hours, I'm rather restricted. So when it comes to 5 o'clock, we got to shut it down, and that's exactly what happened Friday. So please, if you're interested in these topics, be aware there's a lot more additional information that I simply don't have time to cover. But I did want to cover what really brought this about. Why are we having this surge of children crossing into the U.S. border? Why are they doing it? It's not random, folks. This is unique because this did not happen in the past. It's not that we haven't had children crossing the border in the past, but nowhere in these numbers. You might have had upwards of 10,000 for the entire year, not 1,000 a day or 2,000 a day on the weekends. Well, in June 15th of 2012, the president stood in the Rose Garden and announced DACA. And that is, I have information on this. I have, first of all, if you scroll down on this page, I'm really I usually don't do this, but I want to emphasize this. You have, it's about 8 minutes, well, close to 9 minutes, the president making this announcement. But what it did is allow children of illegal aliens, if they met certain criteria in terms of number of years being in the United States, are they in school or do they have a high school diploma, or are they in the services? He gave a long list. There are a total of 7 of them. And this is what's called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. D-A-C-A, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Now, this has really spurred a cottage industry amongst lawyers. What really surprised me doing the research was the number of attorneys across the country that are putting on YouTube videos advertising their service. Now, they're just trying to drum up business. I understand they're prospecting. They need to make people aware that they are immigration attorneys, and they emphasize the fact that immigration law is complicated and you should get an attorney before you even apply. It's very important to do that. And I don't begrudge anyone earning a living. And if that's how they want to earn a living, fine. There's only one problem with all this. This is an executive action of the President of the United States. It is not the law of the land. See, the appropriate way to do this is to go to Congress, and the problem there is we have a deadlock Congress because the House is controlled by the Republican Party and the Senate is controlled by the Democratic Party, and they really have diametrically opposed views. And the president today was bemoaning the fact that comprehensive immigration reform is dead. I'm not sure of that. I am not sure of that because I don't trust either President Obama, the Democratic Party, or the Republican Party. I think they will try between now and the end of August to push something through. Now, where am I coming from? And I need to give you some background first. And what do we need to do about the children? What do we need to do about the illegal aliens? And what do we need to do about the children of illegal aliens that meet the criteria under DACA. I'm for legal immigration. I always say that at the top. Almost every American is the son, a daughter, or the grandson, or great-grandson of an immigrant. We are a nation of immigrants, with the only exception being the sons and daughters of Native Americans or Indians, which are a very small percentage of the population. So today in the United States, we have we're approaching 319 million Americans. Virtually all those Americans are ancestors of immigrants. So the majority of the American people, including me, are in favor of legal immigration. That always needs to be said up front. The second thing to know, though, is how much legal immigration has been going on. And what surprised me is how few Americans, whatever their opinion on this subject, really know what the numbers are. They have no idea what the numbers are. Most of them, if you ask them, well, how many legal immigrants come into the United States each year, will usually say a couple of hundred thousand. They are usually really surprised when they learn that for going on 25 years, a million, and in many years more than a million, legal immigrants come to the United States. They are shocked to learn those numbers. Now, I always urge you, and I urge you again, to view two videos. I have several videos in this section, but there's one video, actually two, but one, if you have only a limited amount of time, and I don't care what your position on immigration is, you should view the video called Immigration by the Numbers Off the Charts by Roy Beck. And this is an update of an earlier presentation he made, but it's 2010. You need to understand that. And remember, he's talking only about legal immigration. He's not talking about illegal immigration. And usually this will get people's attention, and they finally understand what the problem is. And the problem is the sheer numbers. They're off the chart. And this is legal immigration. You see, for the first 200 years of this country's history, roughly from 1770 to 1970, the average number of immigrants into this country was 250,000. 250,000. Then we had a number of immigration bills that increased that number. First, a little over 400,000, then 625,000. To today, it's over a million. Did the American people demand that? No. Most Americans simply are unaware of it, are unaware of the number of legal immigrants that come to this country and eventually obtain citizenship. Now, I'm against those numbers. And I've said this on previous shows, I would tie the number of legal immigrants into this country to the unemployment rate. So when the unemployment rate is above 6%, which it has been for the last 6 years, the maximum number of legal immigrants should be 250,000. That's the maximum, 250,000. Now, if we ever get back to a near full employment economy, where the economy is booming and we actually have shortages of workers, namely where the unemployment rate is less than 3%, I would allow, and this is my opinion, upwards of 500,000 into the country. And anything between 3 and 6%, it would be a sliding scale. In other words, the emphasis should not be on immigration per se. It should be on employing American citizens that have been born, educated, raised, and now looking for a job. That is what I think is really lost in this discussion. There seems to be little concern, if no concern, about the fact we have over 20 million Americans, either unemployed or underemployed, namely they have part-time jobs that are seeking full-time jobs, and that is a lot of people. A lot of people. That should be the emphasis before we worry about either legal immigrants or, for that matter, illegal. That should be the focus of not only the President of the United States, but also of your representatives in Congress as well as in the Senate. And what drives me to insanity, not really, it just gets me a little perturbed, some would say your head explodes, is people go on and on and on about, oh, we got to take care of the illegal aliens. We just have to take care. We have to let them in. We have to have open borders. That's the way for the country to grow. We don't have enough labor, which is a lie. We have 20 million people looking for a full-time job. I think not having enough people is not the problem. Because remember, and this needs to be emphasized, when we get to illegal immigrants, about 60% of those people don't even have a high school diploma. Most of them don't speak English. They can't read or write and don't have a high school diploma. In other words, they perform unskilled jobs such as maids, janitors, maintenance people, some construction jobs, all the unskilled jobs. And who needs those unskilled jobs? Young Americans that are going for their first job so they can eventually have a career and work their way up. So that's what's really aggravating, is all the attention is on illegal aliens or legal immigration. Not enough tension, I would say virtually none, is really addressing the problem that we've had millions of Americans unemployed and the labor participation rate has fallen. It should be today above 66%. Actually, it should be above 67%. What is it? It's at 62.8%. What does that mean? People are not participating or looking for a job because they can't find it. And one of the reasons, not the entire reason, one of the reasons they can't find it is they're now competing with millions, tens of millions of illegal immigrants. So my recommendation is that you tie the number of legal immigrants to the percentage unemployed as measured by what the Bureau of Labor Statistics calls the U3 unemployment rate. So if that were the law today, only 250,000 legal immigrants would be admitted into the country, instead of over a million legal immigrants. Now, I need to say this because I forget it many times. Many of the advocates of comprehensive immigration reform, what do they want to do? They want to increase legal immigration first to 2 million people and then to 3 million. These people never give up, and they don't care about the American worker. And I'll get into the motivations in a minute because it rather disgusts me. Okay. Enough said about legal immigration, and I urge you to view that video, Immigration by the Numbers, and if you have a few extra minutes, there's a video right underneath of it, and it's very somewhat entertaining, but it'll get your attention, Immigration, World Poverty, and Gumballs, again, by Roy Beck. Because you need to understand, even with a million people that were that come to the United States legally, the population of the world today is over 7 billion. So every year you have tens of millions of new births. Now, eventually, the world population, I've sort of looked at some numbers, should be leveling off somewhere between 8 to 10 million in the next coming decades. The point being, there's no way we can cure world poverty by having open borders and let everyone that wants to come into the United States come. They're going to have to bloom, and that's a phrase Roy Beck uses, wherever they're born. And another point which I forget, there are a number of people that advocate, well, we have people that come to the United States, and we have many of them on this campus at Richland College, but throughout the United States, that first earn their bachelor's degree and then earn their master's degree. And we should be offering them citizenship when they get their master's degree. Well, I think that's rather selfish because whatever country they're from, they need those educated people to develop that nation. Now, yes, there's some geniuses there, and maybe 10,000 or 25,000 should be offered that citizenship. But as a general proposition, I'm against that. I think that's rather selfish. Because whatever country they're from, they should go back after they've been educated and help the people in their own country. Not increase the number of legal immigrants by another million or 2 million, which some people want. Enough said on legal immigration, but it's important that at least you have that context, because the United States is the most generous country in the world as far as legal immigration, by far. The only country that really even comes close is Canada. Many countries allow either none or very few people to immigrate to their country for many reasons. Some are a lot stricter than the United States. They don't want immigrants, period. But that's their choice. And see, if you really consulted the American people, what the American people want is a lot less legal immigration. Not none. They're all for immigration. The only argument we have here is the numbers. And once they have an understanding, a true understanding of the numbers, they invariably support what I'm advocating. And there are people that are, and I understand their position, that really want zero. For maybe 10 or 20 years, make it zero. I'm not going that far. But they're making a strong case. We just have too many. And it takes time to assimilate them. And again, if the American people knew what the numbers is, they weren't demanding that the numbers go up. Now, I'll tell you who is demanding. And maybe now's the time to introduce this. Why is the Democratic Party, both in the House and the Senate, pushing comprehensive immigration reform? It's not hard to understand. The Democrats believe that most of both the legal and illegal immigrants, the vast majority of them, will become Democrats, especially the illegal immigrants. They believe anywhere from 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4 immigrants, whether legal or illegal, will become Democratic voters. That's what they believe, and I think they're right. I truly think they're right, because many of these people come from countries that are socialistic or communist or statist. In other words, they have a large welfare state. They don't have much freedom, but the state is very much leftist. And the Democratic Party is very much leftist today. The Democratic Party today is not the Democratic Party of 60 or 50 years ago. Both parties have moved over the last 60 years more and more and more to the left. But by far, the Democratic Party has moved furthest left. What we have today in the United States is a warfare and welfare state. Government has gotten huge. And what has also happened? More and more people are dependent upon the government. And that's what the Democratic Party wants. They want people to be dependent upon the government, because that gives them control. It gives them votes, but it gives them control over them. I call it Santa Claus socialism. Vote for me and I'll give you fill in the blank. Food stamps, subsidized housing, a phone, earned income credits, training, on and on and on. So what's happened is welfare expenditures have gone up, up, and up, but so has defense expenditures. But the Democrats, they're advocating comprehensive immigration reform for one reason only: to stay in power forever. That's what all this is about, to stay in power, get reelected over and over again, and control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And if the stupid party, namely the Republican Party, goes along with that, the Republican Party would be committing political suicide. And there are some in the Republican Party that want to commit political suicide because they have a rather short-term perspective on this. But if you look at how, for example, Hispanics have voted, invariably the Democrats get anywhere from 60 to 75% of the vote. So I think their conclusion or belief is very much true, that most of these immigrants, I call them illegal aliens because they're not here legally. They did not go through the proper pathway to citizenship, namely legal immigrant. In other words, they either came here without presenting their papers for inspection, which the first time you do it is a misdemeanor. The second time you do it, it's a felony. And they also, after getting here, by fraudulent documents. That is a felony. And they work here without having legal status, and that also is a felony. In other words, they're criminals. They're really criminal aliens. They're illegal aliens that become criminal aliens by their own activities, and you should not reward crime. You should not reward criminal behavior. And you definitely should not give them amnesty. Now, they don't want to use amnesty is just code words for citizenship. What they talk about now is legal status. Legal status means you can work here. No, if you're here illegally, enforce the immigration law. That's what I'm for, and that's what the majority of American people are for. Enforce existing immigration law. That means removal from their placement of work and deportation. Now, one thing I need to say, give a little historical background. One of the advantages I have is I've lived longer than most of the students on this campus, and I have a memory. And I can remember in the 1980s, when Ronald Reagan was president, we had, and I have some videos of Ronald Reagan speaking about this. We had what's called Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986. And I have a very interesting video on that you should listen to. Because some of the same people that were advocating for that are advocating today for the same thing. What happened? Well, when initially these bills were being talked about, you had a range of estimates of between 250,000 to a million. 250,000 to a million illegal aliens were in the United States. And we, under this law, is also called Simpson-Mazzoli, we're going to provide amnesty. And those were the numbers. Now, there was debates on the numbers. There was disagreement on the numbers. What happened? Over 3 million people were granted amnesty. In other words, they eventually got citizenship. They had to meet certain requirements. But this was going to be a one-time amnesty, and then we were going to control the borders so we never would have this problem again. What happened? We didn't do that. That's why we're talking about it today, because if the border had been controlled, we wouldn't have the number of illegal immigrants or illegal aliens that we have today. Now, I need to address something that I always mention early. You're going to hear, and you've been hearing for years, not weeks, not months, years, the number of 11 million illegal aliens. There are 11 million illegal aliens in the United States, and we have to bring them out of the shadows. Don't fall for it. It is not 11 million. I don't know what the true number is, and I really don't think many people do. But I'll tell you what it isn't. It's not 11 million. Now, why do I say that? And this is not coming from me. This is coming from people in the government that are in the U.S. Border Patrol or work for what's called ICE today, Immigrations and Customs and Immigration. And one of them was their general counsel, and he gave a speech. And this was many years ago. This was like, I think, 7 years ago. And I have the video. His name is Walsh. And altogether, it's about, 20 minutes. It's two videos. But he tells the story. It was true then. It's even more true today. He would go to various cities along the border and talk to the people. Remember, he was general counsel for this, and talk to the people supervised. And he tells the story. One day, I believe it's in El Paso, he saw about a dozen people crossing into the United States illegally from Mexico into the United States through a hole in the fence, and there were three border patrols on the other side. And once they got to the U.S. side, he describes it, it's like a firecracker coming at the 4th of July. It's like a burst. In other words, these illegals went in every different directions. And the Border Patrol, there were three of them, agents were able to capture three. So he turns to the supervisor and he says, is this a regular occurrence? And the gentleman says, of course it is. It's every day this happens. So he talks to the people and asks them, well, how many get away? He said, conservatively, the number's between 3 and 5. And many people would say that's more than conservative. That's simply too low. Now, what you need to know is the ratio of people getting away to the people being apprehended. So let's say it's between 3 and 5, and let's use the middle number, 4. And one thing you need to factor in, some of these people return to their country of origin. Others just stay here. So we're going to use the number 3. For every apprehension, there were 3 that got away into the United States and are living and working here today. Well, this has been going on for over 15 years. Over 15 years. But the apprehension rate, why it does vary from year to year, for many, many years was 1 million. So you had roughly 3 million people just crossing the U.S.-Mexican border every year. And then they go to sanctuary cities like Dallas and work, like on this campus. They're not in the shadows. They're working here. They're taking jobs that Americans should be doing, American citizens should be doing. That's why we have over 20 million people either unemployed or underemployed. Because many of those jobs that Americans used to do are now being performed by those very illegal aliens that made it across the border. And this has been going on at least 15 years. Well, you can do the math. At 3 million, that's 45 million. If it's 4 million, that's 60 million. Let's say 3 million is too high. Let's say it's just 2 million. That's 30 million illegal aliens. It's not 11 million. That's a bogus number. And there have been other studies many years ago, like going on 9, 10 years ago, that were putting the estimate about 20 million. Well, we've had 9 years. That's an additional 3 million a year. So don't buy the number 11 million. It's bogus. That's propaganda. That's government propaganda trying to understate the number illegal aliens that are here. And the Democratic Party, they don't care about the American worker. They really care about the illegal aliens. Over and over again, you'd think they were, you know, God's gift to America when they're really criminals. I don't think you coddle criminals. You enforce the law. It's called the rule of law. You see, what happened in June 15th, 2 years ago, is the president tried to make law. Well, under the Constitution, even though he's a constitutional lawyer, he knows very well that he does not make the laws. It's up to Congress. And the problem is he can't get anything through because we have gridlock. Thank God. And even when he can, when the Democratic Party, let me bring to your attention, when the Democratic Party controlled both the House and the Senate, he didn't bring up immigration reform then, and that's when the Democratic Party controlled both houses. He didn't do it. Why? He couldn't get it through because some of the Democrats know the history and know if they went for whatever they call it, comprehensive immigration reform, a pathway to citizenship, legal status, that they would be thrown out of office the next election because the American people are not going to stand for this. They might be slow, but they've caught on to this racket, and they're wise as to what the Democratic Party is doing and not caring about their children and their grandchildren, but really caring a lot about the illegal alien children that are now surging into the country, as well as the children of illegal aliens that came here in the past. My answer to this situation is very simple. Enforce existing immigration law. And that means arresting. I should be arresting people across the country. Arrests are way down. He doesn't tell you that. The president doesn't tell you that. And there's a reason for it. He wants more illegal aliens to flood in. He can put on a great act, but why is he shipping them to other cities such as Dallas, who supposedly is going to take in several hundred? You see, what happens is these kids, teenagers, have been instructed. They know the drill. And there's been cheat sheets on this published as to how to answer the question. And what happens when they say, you know, I'm a teenager, I'm really trying to get to my father or mother in the United States, who's an illegal alien, by the way. They get what's called a run letter. The letter says you have typically 2 weeks to appear in an immigration court, and then these are the procedures, then we'll take action. What really should happen is they should be turned around and pointed to Mexico and said, that's the way you came, go back. Take them to the bridge and just dump them And children, go there and keep on going. Now, that seems rather cruel. But what about the unemployed Americans in this country? No concern about them and our children and grandchildren. It's all about power, folks. It's not that Pelosi really cares about these kids. What she cares about is power and staying in office in the Democratic Party, winning the presidency, winning the Senate, and winning the House. It's all about power and getting reelected. That's why they support this amnesty or comprehensive immigration reform. The way they're packaging it now is first you get legal status, which means you can work and you'll be competing against them. And then if you meet certain requirements, eventually, you know, pay some money, fines, you get to be a citizen. The American people are not fooled. Now, what's in it for the Republicans? Because I'm just as upset with the Republicans. You have people in the Republican Party leadership that want campaign contributions. And you have a number of organizations, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It's mainly large corporations that also want open borders and illegal immigrants. Why? They want a cheap and compliant labor force. In other words, they can control the labor force. And they make campaign contributions, both for representative elections as well as senators. And that's why you have some of the leadership, not all, but most, also wanting comprehensive immigration reform. Now, why is the leadership backing off? I'll tell you why. Because you have a number of Republicans that say, no way. We have talked to our constituency, our political base, and we know if we, first of all, they don't trust Barack Obama, which I completely understand. He's a pathological liar. He habitually lies. And the reason why we have a surge of children today along the border was because of what happened in June 15th on the White House lawn when he, by executive order, made it possible for the children of illegal aliens to stay here an additional 2 years under this deferred DACA. And what's DACA? It's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. The Dreamers! I don't call them the Dreamers. I call them what they are. They're illegal aliens. And the American people have been paying for their education. You see, if the laws were enforced, their parents would have been deported and they would have been raised in Mexico or wherever they came from. You see, the American people were double-crossed in 1986. Double-crossed. The Democrats did not stick to their end of the bargain. The border was not controlled. There was not control of illegal immigration. And the problem has progressively gotten worse, worse, and worse until now we have a surge of children. You see, that is what you have when you don't obey or live up to the oath of office that every president takes to preserve and protect the Constitution of the United States. Every president has to take that oath of office. And under the Constitution, it's the responsibility of the federal government to defend the states against invasions. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been invaded year in, year out by illegal aliens, criminal aliens. And not just crossing the border, because that's only half the problem. The other half of the problem is people coming here legally, either students, businessmen, tourists, and then overstaying their visas. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a president that does not enforce existing law, and you can clearly see evidence of the fact about the number of arrests by ICE in these various sanctuary cities that have gone down, down, and down. And what about the enforcement of businesses who are employing them? That's the magnet here. They're not coming here to take a vacation. They're coming here to work. How many arrests, how many indictments, how many prosecutions, and how many guilty verdicts against U.S. businesses, small, medium, and large, that are disobeying the law by hiring these illegal aliens? The answer is virtually none. So don't give me the nonsense that we have a president that's enforcing immigration law, because he obviously is not enforcing it. Where are the prosecutions? Where are the arrests prosecutions and convictions, Mr. President. What about the arrest of illegals once they get across the border? I'm not talking the ones that get captured on the border. I'm talking the ones that get to Dallas or Houston or San Diego or New York or wherever, points east, west, north, and even south. You see, we have a. That's what happens when you disobey the law and don't enforce the law and really betray your oath of office. And that's the problem. We have a political party that wants to get power and stay in power. And unfortunately, we have an opposition party that is more concerned about campaign contributions than they are concerned about their own constituency. So if the Republican Party wants to commit political suicide, go right ahead, but you'll never get the American people to vote for you again. And the American people are watching. And don't be fooled that they're not going to do something between now and the August recess or after the election, because they're going to try to pull another fast one. They try to pull this under Bush, and the American people woke up and said, stop it, and they stopped it. So I'm alerting to you what's happened. Now for some great closing music. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You have been listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College. Now back to the music.